Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia. And today we have our usual guest, JC.
Hey guys, thanks for having me back.
Of course. And then today we actually have a new guest with us for the first time, our friend and classmate, Kia.
Hey!
We're excited to have you here.
I'm just not so excited to have you here.
Oh,
well, I'm excited to see what's going to happen on this chat. So, let's see.
You know I love you, JC.
You always give me a hard time, though.
Yeah, we're about to have a hard time right now.
We got a debate going on.
Yes, we do. All right, so we're talking about season 4, episode 22. Titled The Graduate, air date May 16th, 2001, and the synopsis is...
As graduation day approaches, Joey has a tough time preparing his commencement speech. Pacey wonders if he's going to graduate at all. Meanwhile, Andy returns to Cape Side for the ceremony.
You like how it starts?
No.
It's... I don't know. Joey's just giving a speech. They're practicing for graduation.
Isn't it weird that she's giving a speech before graduation?
Yeah.
Don't you give the speech at graduation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a little messed up to me.
Yeah, plus those speeches are like a good, 10 minutes long maybe, or 5 minutes?
And what student in their right mind is going to volunteer to do another speech even later on?
Right.
I'm not doing
that. Yeah, is she like just testing out the speech or does she have to make 2 different ones?
And then another thing, why are they practicing for graduation when they don't even know who's all graduating?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it like the day before graduation or something?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And it's weird because they haven't finished school.
Yeah.
Because like for us, we were done 2 weeks before graduation.
So that would be weird.
Like we all got to roll in at like 9 o'clock and that was just for candlelight. Mm-hmm. Which, anybody want to say what candlelight was in case their school didn't have
it? What was candlelight? I don't think I went.
You did, too. You had to. Cynthia said it was mandatory.
Oh, yeah, that was a mandatory thing.
Oh, was that the
one? It was like a dark ceremony where we were, like, you know, walking down with a candle or whatever. Was it even a real candle? I think it was a real candle.
Yeah, because they lit it.
It was.
And then we had to pass it. We had to light it.
To the juniors.
We had to light it for the juniors.
Oh, that's right. Oh, during school.
Yeah.
Because I think it was at like 10 o'clock and we got to roll in at 9.
I was thinking about the thing at the church.
Oh, baccalaureate?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You guys talking about that. I'm thinking about the biggest one.
What?
Remember that senior project?
Oh.
That was the reason if you were going to graduate or not.
Mm-hmm. The presentation, like...
All the commitment hours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In that English class.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a whole bunch. It was like a whole freaking, like, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember I worked at a flower shop, and I had to do, like, so many hours there.
Oh, that's cool.
The presentation.
I tried to avoid that at all costs.
What'd you do?
Because of you.
What?
She was making fun of me when I was up there.
What? That is not true. I can't believe she was saying that.
What? Well, I could see her joking.
I attest to that.
No, but then you were making other people in the classroom.
Anyway.
Cynthia's just like, I'm glad I had none of you people in my class. But that was the grade that determined if you're going to graduate?
Yeah, remember that one girl that literally flunked because she came, remember?
Yeah, I think that's all it was.
No, but he didn't graduate.
So why is he in the yearbook?
Because in the yearbook, we do anything like the very last day.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't get the yearbook until the very next year, so you have plenty of time to ditch people out of it.
Well, they didn't.
I don't know.
Well, they had time. They had time to overlook the seniors, or to look at the seniors again and take them out.
They did.
Girl,
they
it did. Is our school. Do you really think they will be doing that?
Well, they should have.
Sorry. You're so she did pass. Oh my goodness.
They
Brittany would be a cruel principal. Man.
You weren't there. Bye-bye. I did not know, though, that was the determining
mm-hmm. It was like the majority of our grade.
Well, you don't want to know what I got.
It wasn't only a 60.
What? Really? What'd you do then? You didn't even tell me.
We weren't friends, but
Well, I just asked you a little bit ago and you didn't tell me.
Out of sight, out of mind.
No, I want to know.
I did it on school.
On school?
Well, I'll tell you later, but anyway.
Aww, you're boring. You won't tell me.
I got a bad grade. I try to ignore it.
Tell me your grade. What'd you do?
It was a bad grade. I tried to avoid the project.
Well, I thought we were
supposed to be that bad if they let you pass graduate.
Enough to you can graduate with these.
So is that what you got?
Well, good thing I got an A in the class, so it would even out.
Oh, well, that's...
To a C.
Well, it worked out.
I failed it, though, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, you graduated.
And then the one across didn't help any. So.
That was the reason why
I graduated. So what did she do it on?
I don't remember.
She was making fun of me. She don't know. It was stupid.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to remember what it was. Who was your mentor? Give us a hint on that. Who was the mentor?
I'm not telling you. Anyway, Cynthia, what was yours on since you're grilling me?
It's just a band secretary. That's it.
Oh.
Anyway.
I was able to write all... Was it like... We had to do like 12 pages or something?
Yeah.
One at my college, and we only had to like do like 6 pages.
Wow.
So I'm like, what the heck? How is this a lot less work?
Oh, y'all want to know a secret?
What?
I don't care if it's on record. I don't know. I don't think it's illegal. I used my senior thesis in college for a research paper I had to write.
Well, you're not in college anymore.
Really?
I just updated the sources.
You guys want to hear something really illegal? So you know how there was a requirement for us to get like so many volunteer hours in order to pass?
Yeah.
So I kind of rigged it.
I feel like a lot of people
I just found like a, I think, what was it? I think someone signed something for me, so I did like maybe 2 hours, but I put on 30 hours and rigged it. I would never do that again. I would never. I'm such a good abiding citizen now, but I was a desperate high school student trying to graduate and get the heck out of there, so I had to do what I had to do. No regrets.
I mean, because we had to do like 10 hours per year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't do nothing until that last minute. I had like 40 hours.
Oh, man.
And it was like less than like 3 weeks. Fake it till you make it, y'all. Gotta do it.
No, we learned that she's Pacey.
Yep.
She was.
I'm Pacey.
Well, that's a compliment, though, because that's Brittany's favorite character.
You waited the last minute.
We did, though. So, day before.
So did she.
Oh, whatever. You're just still hating about what happened in high school. That was the only one time.
By the way, just so you guys know, I did not cheat.
You know what? She's lying, you guys. She would tell me in art class she would have her brother do her painting.
She did say that, didn't she?
Exactly. So you're not so... You're
you want to know what? When we did that college course I was telling you about, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we did.
Someone cheated off me for the electrical part.
Oh, my gosh.
That one.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. I do remember.
So if she wants to talk about me, we can go back and talk about you. JC's just happy it's not about her.
Well.
Why would you cheat on?
I didn't cheat. Well,
JC.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well,
what is one you had to have at some point?
Well, maybe my mom did a couple things for me.
There you go.
My mom did do a couple things for me.
Cynthia,
I've had no one do my work like that.
She's the boring one.
She's a good sweetheart.
I know.
Well,
come on now. Come up with something. Did you cheat on any test?
Yeah, it was middle school. Just like
his middle school,
nothing in high school.
I had someone do something for me in middle school, but high school, no. But yeah, I did cheat in high school as well.
We didn't do nothing in high school.
No, I did cheat in high school.
Oh, okay.
Wait. You cheated?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
I think everyone did a little bit.
You have to. That's just like
experience. You know who I cheated off of? You.
Whatever.
I did. I knew you studied, so I was like, she's got the answers.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. There was like one time, I think, where I don't know where we were, but we were in the library, and like, I remember, like, Brittany was sitting in front of me. I was sitting in, like, the other table. And I remember, like, what's one? Like, we were, like mouthing that. And then Brittany would say A or something. Like, using her mouth. And then she would say, like, what's two? And I was like, B.
Oh, my something. Gosh.
It was, like, crazy. I so can see that. I do remember things like that.
Okay, so she did cheat.
You was with me, so
she did
we both cheated together.
That's the only way I passed high school. Okay. On record, though, our teachers, and I will, we can talk about it. It's been over a decade. They were terrible teachers.
Yeah, they were.
They did not teach us. And if you had a problem,
there
they
was
did
a
not.
Few good ones.
But they did not want you to come to them with problems.
Mm-mm.
They always said, did you always remember too? They would always say, if you need help, let me know. Well, guess what? They didn't want you to come up and ask for help.
Yeah.
They were like, do it on your own. And it's like, excuse you, I need help. So the fact that our school, and I'm from our school, I'm not from other schools, I'm from ours, they were bad teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been nice people, but terrible teachers.
And that's kind of like with Pacey, though. When he had that outburst,
yeah.
He told that teachers, like, you put in so much work in for the others, but those who need it, like himself, because he didn't have, like, you know, full commitment or resources like others. And that's something you got to think about, too. You know?
Yeah, it's like, I felt that. That's why I have an issue with you. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just
mm-hmm. What about me and Mitch?
Oh, God. So just so you know, Kia, someone has a crush on Mitch.
I do.
Oh.
He's a dilf.
A dilf? Mm-hmm. What's a dilf?
Like a MILF, but a dad.
Oh, that's a new term for me to learn.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
A dilf.
I'm gonna look it up right now. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah. I really was.
Okay, so Cynthia. So let's talk about that scene, yeah. JC.
I would like to.
Your boyfriend comes after my boyfriend. We have to talk about that.
Yeah, well,
what is he doing there?
First of all, Brittany.
Let's clarify. Whose boyfriend is who?
Mitch is my boyfriend.
Okay. JC's is Mitch. And what is yours, Brittany?
Pacey.
Okay. I'm with Brittany. Pacey is cute.
Well, what I have to say about Mitch being there is he, a while back, was hired in as a guidance counselor.
There was a guidance counselor. Didn't you remember that lady? She was helping them with college.
And then...
Don't you remember that other one that told Pacey... some stuff.
Yeah, and then...
I think she just, like, the college advisor.
Well, either way, there's multiple guidance counselors in schools.
Yeah.
We barely had any.
So, you know, we had at least two.
Yeah, two.
The only two.
Yeah. We were small. But, so he's there because he's a guidance counselor, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you think should be telling, because Mitch is like the father figure to him, don't you think that he should not be the one to tell Pacey he won't graduate?
He didn't say he wouldn't.
If he didn't pass his exam, he wasn't gonna.
Yeah, he's just telling him the truth. Letting him know, like, this is serious.
But why couldn't the principal say it? Because Mitch is close to him.
Who's the one that says it in our school that we went to? It would be the guidance counselors.
Well,
they arranged our classes.
They weren't related.
Credits.
They weren't related to anyone.
I would rather hear from the guidance counselor compared to the principal. Even if I was like kind of close to the principal, I would rather hear from the guidance counselor. Unless the principal can do a hookup and get
true
extra credit. Because there are some things a principal can do that maybe a guidance counselor can't do.
I gotta say, though, I don't think Mitch took any joy in telling him
to leave. But you know, if you or Mitch. You would take all the joy in telling Pacey.
I don't have anything against
Pacey. Now
listen,
Pacey, you're going to fail.
What do you think I have against Pacey right
well,
now?
Well, I don't know. You're a Dawson lover, so I don't know.
No, not no more.
Not no more.
No. Actually, he has matured a little bit, but...
Because of Gretchen.
I'm rooting for Pacey right now. Mm-hmm. I want to see him succeed.
Me too. Especially with this... this episode, I could really see him trying.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a few things with Pacey, though.
Yes.
Oh, you want to hear him?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. When he was in the classroom, we're going to jump to the classroom scene.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I love this scene. Let's
he
go.
He told the teacher, I've been trying my ass, or working my ass off for 5 months. 5 months? Aren't you in the class for 9 months? I just want to know what Pacey was doing the other 4 months.
Slacking. But I don't like how Pacey's pencil just broke. Like, that wasn't his fault.
Right.
Do you have a sharpener in the classroom, too?
They should.
It was back in the 90s.
They should have still.
That's when they had the wall ones.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We still have that on the wall, even in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that wasn't his fault. He shouldn't have gotten in trouble for that.
No, but you know what I noticed as soon as they went into that scene, and you guys are going to yell at me, but I saw two girls in the row that were in yellow.
That were what?
You think they shouldn't have been dressed that way?
Okay, they're sitting literally, one's there, and one is right behind her, and they are wearing yellow.
Ruthie's got a problem with clothes again.
Yellow.
Well, why couldn't they separate the girls if they're both wearing yellow? So then my eyes just draw right to that instead of Pacey.
Like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Brittany.
Wow. Maybe it was last minute. Everybody had to pick a seat.
Look at the picture and tell the one to move.
Hmm? I guess it didn't concern them. I don't know.
Well, nothing in the show
concerns. I don't
think
yellow concerns most people.
Nothing concerns these people.
What's the odds of people wearing yellow? I don't think I own anything yellow. Pure yellow.
And so there
so
was
Brittany
pure
does make a point.
Yeah.
It was bright. It wasn't like a light shade of yellow. It was out there. I saw it. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
I did not notice it.
Of course you did.
Cynthia is about to find it.
Who are you looking at in the scene? Oh, you were sleeping.
I was writing notes. No, I was looking at Pacey.
Me too.
You were not looking at Pacey.
Yeah, well, it's like a light yellow, Brittany. It's not that bad.
It was still yellow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Oh, you know what? But it do stand out, though.
It does.
As if, like, they're, like, on a cheerleading queen or something. On the debate team or something. So I will say that is true. I'm seeing that now.
I just don't pay that close attention to wardrobe.
Oh, I got another wardrobe thing about these.
I wrote something about hair.
Oh, see? But see, you have a hair issue and I have a clothes issue.
True,
so.
True. It's been a common theme.
Okay. Cynthia. Pacey's orange shirt. What? Why do they always got to put him in these goofy stuff?
Because he's goofy. God.
Was that at the end? Or
what?
Was that the end that he was wearing?
No, it was at the end too, but when he was talking to Doug.
Oh, when Doug was like, oh, well, I'll help you study.
Well, it was when he was all happy, and I think that's when it might have been the studying one. Mm-hmm. But I just noticed his orange shirt, and I went, oh, he's putting him in these ugly clothes. I can't.
No yellow and no orange.
You don't like the warm colors?
I don't like Pacey looking like a fool.
What color do you suggest for Pacey?
Well, he was fine until he wore that.
No, there's been other times you can blame
I meant in this. I meant in this episode. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Did you find it?
Yeah, the orange shirt, but he was just wearing a gray shirt when he was talking to Doug in the beginning.
I'm just saying the orange one. The
orange
one
was at the end
when
he was leaving.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Oh, because he's going to a tropical place.
Yeah. What was it? The Caribbean? Yeah.
It was meant to stand out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like a little palm tree kind of design.
A Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
I mean, it's the summer. It's like a little vacation for him too, even though he's working. Because he's going to be on the boat in his favorite place, so.
Whatever. I still don't like him in it.
That was fashion back then. Like, that was in.
Yeah.
Everybody wears those shirts when they're in Hawaii.
I think I'm in Florida.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it's just a vacation tropical thing.
All right, all right. Clearly all of you are against me.
I will say, in now in times, you can make it more modern. I'm not going to wear an ugly little tropical shirt like that. And my husband or boyfriend definitely better not be wearing that orange shirt, okay?
I mean, care. It's not cute, but I see why they put them in it. Mm-hmm.
So, JC and Kia, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you guys. Cynthia and I have already done this. But who was your first celebrity crush?
I did this with you.
Oh, I wasn't on here. We didn't on FaceTime together.
Ooh, first?
I don't know.
You told me who
it was. Yeah, it was Jesse McCartney.
What'd you call him?
McCartney?
Did you say Justin? Did you say Justin or Jesse?
Jesse.
Or Jesse McCartney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who you told me it was.
Yeah. Dude, my first? I want to say Barney, but... I mean, like... Honestly, Barney was
awesome. That's so funny. Oh my god.
Barney!
He's cute though.
He's very sexy. The color, everything. He's the reason why I'm in love with purple.
I could see it.
Totally.
I mean, I get. Okay, can you pick a person?
My first human, like, crush? I can't even think about it. Seriously.
Well, while she's
while thinking, you're thinking,
I guess I have.
I will say that. Yours is a good one.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Young.
Was that when I introduced you to Dream Street?
Yep, it was mm-hmm. Dream Street.
Yeah, he was cute back then. Yeah.
He's still the same face.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when he was little, because he had that like that kind of longish, medium, shortish haircut. I think he had like a middle part.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. Well, he's always had blonde hair.
He still has. He's still cute.
I he's know. More of a brunette now. But...
Nick Carter.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I do remember.
Back in the day.
He's a hottie.
You said my first girl, so.
Your first party.
I like watching him and his wife host that show on Netflix.
Can I say she's wrong?
Nick Carter?
What? Or not Nick Carter. I'm thinking of Nick Lachey.
Cut. I'm keeping it in. Because that's why I said I wanted to say you were wrong. Because I knew as soon as you said the Netflix,
then show, Netflix like, show,
it's Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah. You're right.
What was that song? I want candy.
Remember? That was Aaron Carter.
Oh, the way I got the wrong brother. Is it? Oh my god.
It was Aaron Carter.
Sorry, not Nick Carter. Aaron Carter. I'm sorry. I'm in love with your brother. Rest in peace, yes. Aaron Carter too. Okay. Rest in peace, baby.
Yeah,
it was definitely Aaron Carter.
My first celebrity crush also passed away.
Oh,
a while back now. An actor named Lee Thompson Young. He was I know him from Disney Channel. He was in other movies as well.
Like what?
He passed away in 2013. He was in Akilah and the Bee.
I know him too. Silverstone.
Yes.
That Disney. Famous you know what? Jackson. Yes.
Yes.
It's the same Mr. Jackson.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Cynthia. Yeah,
I think you're watching the same show.
Girl, yes, I know that. Girl, come on now.
Yep. Well, that's who didn't watch Disney.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I like that thing.
Yes. Yeah, rest in peace to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who was your first, Brittany? I don't think you said it.
I'm glad, because Brittany had no idea what I was talking about.
She didn't either. Why are you saying Brittany? JC not there.
You've
told me before.
No. She says, I don't know who that person is. I said, either do you.
No.
I said, we were watching a different Disney show.
He has a pretty brown eyes, too.
Yes, yes.
They really know.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, moving on.
Who's Britney?
You already know!
Yeah, well, they want to know.
Cynthia already knows.
Okay, Kia wants to know.
She don't even know.
She wants to know.
Girl, tell me.
She don't even
before
know.
Before I expose, who was your high school crush?
Ooh. Oh, no, we are not going there.
And send him this episode of the podcast. How was that?
All right, who was it, Brittany?
It's a good one.
It has to do with the show.
Yeah.
Let's do the show.
It was from
Mitch. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
It's from Home Improvement. Right?
Home Improvement.
I thought, wait, who was it? I thought it was,
not Tim Thomas Allen, Taylor was it?
Guy. Why did she live in this show?
She said it wasn't Tim Allen.
I thought it was.
Tim Allen?
Why did she say it's good the show with Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Oh.
Hey, that was him?
I thought you liked him.
I did, but he wasn't my first.
Oh, okay. So it's Pacey.
Pacey's.
Joshua Jackson.
Mm. Yeah, he is hot.
No, he's my Mighty Ducks, okay? See, we gotta go all the way back to Mighty Ducks.
You know that his wife is very beautiful, too.
You know they got a divorce.
No, they're not. Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm, he's into chocolate. I might have to take him from you, girl. I'm just saying.
We'll be sister wives. That'll be the one person we can do sister wives with.
As long as I'm the first wife.
Bitch, I'm gonna be the second.
Y'all are gonna have to fight over it.
No. Yes, we are. Okay. But did you know that JC has another crush in the show?
No. Shush. Who?
Why did you tell me to shush?
Because JC doesn't even
You're going to pick on me and say Dawson.
No.
Oh, Jack.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Jack.
You thought he was cute.
He is.
She said he's cute to this day.
Jack?
The gay guy.
Oh. Okay. Hey.
He is.
Let me see. I can't remember his face.
Mm-hmm. You don't think he is?
He's better than Dawson.
Ah, that's it.
So, Kia.
Hmm?
All right. Do you guys want to do the Mary hookup dump with her? Since you guys have already done it.
Yeah, let's see what her answer is.
Okay.
It's between Dawson, Pacey, and Jack.
Okay. You all right? What was the categories again? Mary, what? Mary.
Bring up the video and so she can see the pictures of them.
It was Mary hookup or dump.
Mary Pacey. That's the one.
She said that one fast.
And then what was the other two?
What guys?
Yeah.
Dawson or Jack.
Dawson, Pacey, Jack.
Okay, hook up with Jack. Kill Dawson. He's not my type. And I feel like his personality was kind of boring in the show.
We're saying kill.
We'll take that out. Dump. Sorry, Dawson. Dump.
Yeah.
Not the other word. That's why I asked y'all, what was the category? That made me sound like a weirdo. Thank you, Cynthia.
No, I thought it was funny when she said, Dawson is not my type. Because he's none of our type.
No.
But seriously, how do you put him as the main character and he's just non-popular?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It don't make sense.
No, because your main one should be the one all girls love.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they thought it would go that way, probably, and it didn't.
Okay, but it's like a Jesse McCartney. Everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that would have fit.
Right.
You're comparing him with Jesse McCartney.
No, I said.
I was like, that's totally
I'm
different.
Saying if you put Jesse there, every girl falls for him.
Right.
Versus Dawson. And that's what you want, isn't it? You want all the girls to go towards your main, your lead guy.
Right.
And that just didn't happen.
They wanted to it too, but it didn't.
They forced it, but it didn't happen.
So do you guys think Pacey should have been the main character?
Well, he is my main character.
I think he's the most liked.
Yeah.
By fans.
Except for the Dawson fans.
Well, that's probably a slim few.
Yeah, very slim.
If you're listening and you're a Dawson fan, just go after JC.
They can. I can take it.
No, you can't. You'd be like, I'm not coming back. They're all mean to me.
I don't know. People online can be pretty mean.
This is what I mean.
We'll see.
Okay, but going back to when Mitch is telling Pacey.
Yeah.
The horrible scene. You know, everybody, everybody's watching them.
I didn't like it, but somebody had to tell him.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, he didn't say it loud.
No, but that's so embarrassing because they know that you're not invited because Mitch went over there. And then they saw you walk away. So they know you weren't invited. And how do you not know that you can't walk yet?
Somebody had to kick him out.
But how do you not... But how does Pacey not know that he can't be there?
He probably does know that he's not sure what's going on.
But he kind of says he doesn't know.
He doesn't know if he's graduating, but he probably didn't know he wasn't allowed there.
I don't think they were very specific.
Probably not.
Well, that's what I mean. Shouldn't they have told him, hey, by the way, don't come to graduation?
But then,
I would have did it. Kind of,
I was going to spill the end of the episode.
I kind of feel like I would have did it like kind of how our school did it. Like they made an announcement general. Like if you know you're falling behind in credits, then don't show up to this. You know what I mean? I think they did.
Oh my gosh.
They did make announcements, like general announcements like that. And people like kind of secretly know like, oh, yep, I think she's talking about me. You know? That's me, I would do.
That happened?
Yeah, that happened.
Because they kicked all those kids out already.
How do you think we knew about the other ones that were heading off to Omni?
Because it was a couple months before and they called them one by one into the counselor's office and sat them down and said, you're going to Omni, you got to leave.
I didn't know that's how it went.
Yeah, because then they said, pack your stuff. Well, I don't know what they really said. Oh. But it was something like that.
I'm like, dang.
Because I remember at first it was like, should we be happy, you know, if we get called? But then we saw some people, we said, no.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't in on that.
Well, you were in the honors class. No one from the honors class was getting held behind. So
not every class is honors class.
Whatever, JC. Well, when they were doing that, it must have been when you were in honors.
Or it might have been when I was working and gone.
Yeah, same. But yeah, they took the kids one by one. And then I remember it was only like, what, 2 days later and the kids were all gone. And it was really weird.
They got kicked out quick.
Well, yeah, they had to go to Omni and start learning again.
Start learning again.
That was crazy.
To get caught up. Mm-hmm. Well, because they only told them, I feel like it was only a couple months before graduation. So they only had...
It was earlier, because I feel like they messed up their freshman year. Because I think what happened was they messed up and did flunk their classes in freshman year. And by the time sophomore year or whatever came...
Senior.
Huh? Or maybe it was the end of sophomore year. They kind of told them or something? Or maybe beginning of junior?
Late in sophomore year and then halfway through senior year.
I remember the senior year one. I don't remember sophomore year them being told.
Because that's how you know who left. She did.
Oh.
Yeah, she left early on. Mm-hmm. That's how we became friends. They took my girl away.
Oh my God. Yeah, I only remember the senior year when they pulled them. Because I remember people were coming back crying, and it was kind of like, your own fault, but, you know.
She didn't get no remorse.
I wouldn't.
Your fault. Hello.
Well, if I had a pass, so do you. If you want to grab, I'm not going to give you an upper hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, free ride.
Yeah. If I had actually do the work, so do you.
Right, right.
Like, you wouldn't want...
You know they didn't do much work over there.
How would you know? Were you there?
I know people that went.
Right, right.
It's... The work wasn't like our work, I don't think.
Now, I have another question for you, Kia.
Yeah.
Was there Saturday school?
There was!
School?
People confirmed it on Facebook.
I remember I went to a Saturday detention because...
That's what it is. They called it Saturday school. Maybe that's why
I
called it
Saturday school. Yeah, I did because I was in one of them where I guess... I don't know what happened. Show up for part of the day. This was middle school.
Oh.
This was in middle school. Yeah, I remember they gave those out a lot. Yeah, because we had to walk over to the high school. We got Saturday morning, and then we got out, like, at 1 or something like that.
See?
Yeah, because I had to go back to the middle school part because I had my... One time. I tried to hide my iPod in there and listen to music.
Yeah.
And it was that old lady, the secretary, who's evil.
Yeah.
She caught me. Yeah. So there was Saturday
school. Hey, you want to know who got detention?
Who?
Brittany loves telling everybody
that. Do you guys remember homework lunch?
Oh my gosh, homework yes.
I got that.
Yeah, I know. Homework lunch.
I might have had it one time.
I had it in middle school.
It was in middle school, of course. It was the science teacher.
No.
Yeah, she gave us constantly homework lunch. She would be on there checking everybody's
homework.
Not
me, I did my homework.
And then she would say, homework lunch,
one of her favorites.
I was. I really was. No, but I had homework lunch in 8th grade for social studies. Because I didn't finish my... I left my map in my locker, and he was like, homework lunch, and I'm like,
Brittany was crying.
But you know what's weird?
What?
You know how they would always call you 5 minutes before and tell you, your teacher would tell you, these are the lists for homework lunch that day? My name wasn't on the list.
What?
So all I did
was, lucky.
So all I did was walk into his class, actually, and turn it into him, and he didn't say anything. He just said thanks. And I'm like, okay. So my name was actually technically never on the list.
So you never really got a homework lunch?
No, I never. He told me I did, but I really wasn't on the list. So I also got out of it.
He was just trying to scare you.
It's annoying because you can't really eat much in there.
Well, you,
girl, I did. Sure, I set my lunch.
Yeah.
I sat there and ate.
But did you do any work?
I don't think I really did the work. I was just making sure I ate first.
Yeah.
And I'm back because I think what happened was there was a substitute who accidentally gave me homework lunch and also I was new. And she was like, Miss, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's like your birthday. That was crazy. So, yeah. They should have gave homework lunch to Pacey.
Yeah.
Well, I think Pacey would have passed if he went to our school because we had that if you didn't like your grade on your test, you could redo it.
Oh, the retake.
Man, that only happened 1 year where they tried doing that new system. Remember?
I hated it.
Junior and senior year.
Yeah, because I remember all of a sudden it was a new change. That was a new
system.
Because
I remember in chemistry,
she would
tell me, she'd be like, Brittany, you should retake this. And I'm like, why? So I can just do worse? I'm good.
I've done that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they like, take the better of the two, though.
I still would have failed. So there was no point. No, but I think Pacey would have been okay if he could have retaken his tests. That's all.
Right, right.
Do you think he would have studied?
Well, apparently for the past 5 months he's been. I don't know when or how.
We haven't seen him study.
No, I've seen him help Joey study. I have not seen him help himself.
How can you help someone else study and you're not studying?
Right.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
But yeah, remember? I've seen him at the beginning, remember he was obsessed with the boat? Remember he was supposed to be taking his 3 classes after school, but he was really going on the boat with Jen? It was like you're not invested in school. I don't know how you're gonna pass. And just last episode he was considered a junior. I don't get how he even thinks he's gonna graduate. This is what I don't. This is the writers just are
yeah,
so
it
off.
Doesn't make sense.
Last episode, remember?
He was still a junior.
Yeah, and he's not gonna graduate.
And now he just has to take one
test and pass. Okay.
Don't make sense.
No, if you're a junior, You're a junior. That's in my book.
Yeah, the writer, or the, The writers, I was going to say writing, then I said writers. The writers don't do a great job of transitioning.
I don't think they knew what they were doing with this.
Well, they don't know what they're doing a lot.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, for what I've seen, there's usually only two writers per episode.
Well, the two need to become three or four because they are not very good.
Yeah, because I think nowadays, this isn't like 20 or 25 or whatever the list is. Yeah. Maybe even 100.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't get how you can be a junior one episode and then the next year, then the next episode. Oh, you just need this one test and you'll graduate. You were just a junior. Mm-hmm. I don't get this.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. The writing is
so
bad.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, and then I have a lot of issues with Joey. Mm-hmm. Like, now she's concerned with him?
Hey, we talked about the yellow shirts. We didn't talk about anything after that.
Well, you didn't speak up and say anything about the scene.
About when Pacey got kicked out of class, or walked out of class?
And go ahead. Why, what do you want to say about it?
No, I thought it was... kind of cool that he told the teacher off.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, you
testing.
Like when Paisley tells teachers off.
I do. He was riot.
Yeah.
He was putting in his all, and the teacher was just, like, belittling him in front of everybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't like when the teacher said, still as unprepared as the first day. And it's like,
yeah.
Who says that?
Yeah. Cynthia was talking about the pencils, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But seriously, this is ridiculous. What kind of teacher says that?
Yeah.
It's teachers that say things like that. But
well, they should get fired.
An asshole teacher. Excuse my language.
Yeah, I got the other teacher fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might want to be worried about pacing and firing them.
No, seriously.
But I was sad when he walked out because I'm like, no, you're going to miss your
shot.
And
as soon as he got up, I was like, Pacey, don't you dare.
Yeah.
But I already knew it was going to happen. So.
Well, of course you did. But I was bummed. I'm like, no, now he's not going to graduate.
So once you saw that scene, were you like, oh, he's not going to graduate?
Yeah.
Anybody else have those thoughts?
Yeah, me too.
Well, how did you think he was going to move on with the rest of them next season?
I thought he would have had to do summer school or something. Mm-hmm.
Because it was just that one class, wasn't it?
Yeah. He ain't going...
What?
I was going to say the end of the episode.
Oh, now look who wants to jump to the end
of
the episode.
I know, so just cut that part out.
I'll never keep in it.
And then when the principal made the comment about doing pranks on graduation day, because he said that security will be tighter than Ricky Martin's pants.
That really ages the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is you guys are all laughing, but none of them were laughing.
I know. It was a lame joke.
My mom loved Ricky Martin.
Yeah. Okay, so Doug. Doug.
Yes. Interest in his studies now.
Yeah, all of a sudden he cares about Pacey. But when he finds him when he's walking down the road and he goes, I've been trying to follow you and you keep ignoring me. Doug, I would ignore your ass too.
Mm-hmm.
If you were my brother, I would be like, I don't know you.
Andy's a cop.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, why would your brother want to talk to you? All you do is pick on him.
Well, Pacey picks on Doug too.
Well, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
But Doug just always thinks he's better. And it's annoying.
Yeah, I do get that vibe from Doug. I didn't think
about it. I mean, look how he was standing. He's like...
I'm just trying not to say anything offensive.
I don't like Doug in this episode.
I did a little bit.
All of a sudden he cares, though.
Well, yeah.
All of a sudden everybody cares. Just this episode, everybody cares.
Yeah,
Doug's always cared. He gave him a place to live.
Yeah, it was either that or homeless.
Well, he gave him a place to live. He didn't make him be homeless.
True.
He didn't really want to.
But he did.
Pacey just sort of brought his stuff and said, I'm staying.
But he didn't kick him out.
He couldn't
have kicked
choice.
Him out.
The only one that allowed him to actually move in was Gretchen.
Yeah. No, but he did stay there a while at Pacey's. Or Doug's. My bad.
He all stayed as welcome.
But, okay, so Joey, though. She's irritating me. Why does she want to help Pacey now that they're not together? She didn't know all year long that he's been not studying. And
he never told her.
Okay, but eventually you would know. But why does she care now?
Because she still loves him.
No, but when she was studying, she should have said, I'm sure you have homework too. Why don't you start studying?
Maybe she was just trying to focus on herself.
She was.
Now that she's the, what is it, the solitarian or whatever. Yeah. Now she has time to help him.
Well, you know.
Okay, Joey lover. What do you want to say?
First of all, I'm not a Joey lover. But it's not her responsibility. She's not his mother. She shouldn't have to say, do your homework. No one tells her to do her homework and she does it.
Pacey was helping her.
On his own free will,
she should have been helping him. But on her own free will, she should have been helping him.
I think he just wanted to be around her and she was studying, so that was his way to be around her. It's personally what I think.
Right.
Cynthia.
Yeah. I can see how he would do that.
Moving on. I don't like Toby.
I love Toby.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How did he look in this episode?
Cute.
Why, Brittany? What do you think?
I don't like Toby.
Why?
I don't think he's cute, first of all.
I don't know. You don't like any blonde guys.
Yes, I do. Just not him. What? You said he was really cute without those glasses, but he was
not. I like the nerdy, cute look. He's cute to me.
Toby?
Yeah.
Do you know who Toby is?
Yeah. Toby Barrett. He's cute.
Cynthia?
Yeah, he looks fine.
I know Jason's got a thing for him, so...
When he doesn't have his glasses. But I love that Jack finally calls him his boyfriend in this episode.
Yeah.
Now, why was he washing his car, though? And how... Was that Jack's car, though?
I thought it was Toby's.
Jack don't have a car.
Well, he was cleaning it out.
And I was helping him.
I don't know.
Because they're picking up Andy.
Yeah, so wouldn't... he be picking his sister up? How does he get to work? Or how does he get to school?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe he walks with Jen.
He probably has a car. His dad has money.
True.
And Andy doesn't need the car. So he probably has the car.
He must. They never say it.
No. All right. Can we talk about Drew? Climbing in the ladder.
Oh, gosh.
Climbing in the window. Oh, my God.
Tripping on the way down.
Did he get the ladder from Dawson?
Probably.
He had to have.
Because where else would he get it?
Unless he stole it.
There's no trees. No. Right, a window, I don't think.
Okay, but it took me back to season one when it was Billy. Remember Billy broke in?
Who's Billy?
Jen's girlfriend. I mean, boyfriend.
Oh. Mark. You're going to do well with trivia. You don't even remember who Billy was.
No.
Yeah, because, and then Dawson and Pacey went on that trip with him. And they were in that
pool. You know that boring episode?
And they went to a bar.
I don't remember what he looks like.
Because Billy was talking to Dawson about Jen and, you know, basically trying to get her back from him.
Doesn't remember
him. Oh, the jock.
No, that was Cliff.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You're going to do so well. You don't remember Billy.
I don't. But,
Cynthia, didn't you think of Billy? Didn't you think of Billy when Drew went through the window?
No.
You're the only one, Brittany. I was thinking of
when Jen stumbled out Dawson's window when she was drunk.
I mean, that was funny. Okay, but then he actually opens up to her.
Who? Drew.
And Drew and then Drew.
He's been a little better the last couple episodes.
Yeah, he's been nice. That's why I said, why did they change his character when he's no longer going to be seen again?
That's Billy.
She don't remember him.
Was he just there one episode?
No. Oh, two. 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 I don't remember. Yeah, he's just like the older guy from New York.
Oh. He hit on Joey?
No. He was just trying to get back with Jen. And take her from Dawson. Because he spent the night at Dawson's, too, because he had no place to crash. Yeah, but so Drew does get into Jen's room in the middle of the night, and somehow Graham doesn't wake up from this.
Yeah, why? Aren't they, like, in the same
hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah, should be.
Wouldn't Graham's notice?
Well, she's probably old and doesn't hear. Well, she is old. She probably doesn't hear well.
Maybe she's a heavy sleeper, too, but. Yeah, so he got into a fight with his mom about his dad. Because he's not going to Drew's graduation ceremony.
Well, I didn't really think he would. We haven't seen him this whole season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And his mom blames Drew for, you know, getting in trouble at school. And that's why his dad doesn't want to show up.
Mm. Well, who do they think created him?
They did.
Oh, but I did think it was funny when Jen walks in and sees Grams and... Drew, and she goes, sweet Jesus.
I like that she put him to work.
Yeah, that was smart.
Yeah, because Grahams is like, now listen, we need a man around to move everything. Oh, but then Graham said, a father abandoning his family. Like, that's so sad or terrible. I'm like, isn't that what Jen's dad is doing to her? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. That's your granddaughter.
Yeah, but... That's not her son.
Okay, but it's still her son-in-law.
She probably don't agree.
But it was just weird because she was acting as if it didn't pertain to them mm-hmm. when it did. It's not like I understand how he's feeling because of you.
Yeah.
It's, oh, that's just so sad. It's like, huh? It didn't make any sense.
No, what about Joey showing up to Pacey's?
Wait a minute. Ugh, they're your favorite.
Because, again, why is she showing them now? They're not. Okay, and I have another thing.
She wants them back.
Does she really think that she is going to be friends with all of her exes?
Yeah, she's delusional.
Yeah. I know there's people like that, though, where they just want to have, like, just a casual friendship with all their exes and be
with all of them? There's not one that they're like. And kind of cut you out.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, not me. Me is like, once you're ex, you're an ex.
Yeah.
That's how Pacey is right now. He's like, I don't want to look at you.
Not with all of his exes. I like, okay, Brittany was mad when Andy came back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
But I kind of liked it. I disagree with what you said.
I thought she was just too much.
I mean, technically, she's still part of the class. She just finished early.
I think she just missed everyone so much. That's why she was so happy.
Mm-hmm. How did she miss everyone? She was never friends with them.
Yeah, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who was she friends with?
The whole group.
Her and Dawson were not friends.
Yeah, they
were. Her and Casey broke up. Her and Joey and Jen were never friends.
They were, too.
And they she had to be, stuff. And then she had to be friends with her brother. So that's all you got in the group. Rewatch the show; you'll know that they're more. You told me a couple episodes ago that they were friends.
She spent the summer after junior year with Jen, Jack, and Dawson.
Yeah,
that was a misfit.
She was at the beach with Jen. They seem to do that every day, probably during that summer.
I don't buy it.
Why?
They just don't seem like friends.
Well, they are.
They did by the time she left.
Brittany has a different view on friendship.
And how is that?
I don't know. Maybe every day or something. They have to be hanging out. I'm not sure.
It's just she was just too happy to
well,
see that.
Well, I liked her new hairstyle a lot.
Is that the hairstyle you
wanted to talk about? Yes, I loved her new hairstyle because her last one was hideous.
Ooh.
Her bangs were just like
really bangs short. Bangs do not look good, like especially really short bangs on certain like face types. So
remember when she would wear those pigtails?
Oh god, she looked like a 4-year-old.
Yeah, she looks good with the long hair.
Yeah, I do like her hair. That's just about it on her. I don't need Pacey all happy to see her.
Like, why?
She cheated on him.
Yeah, but they're not getting back together.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Brittany, because it's like, I don't care.
You hated her because she cheated on him.
Yeah.
Oh, now all of a sudden you like, what changed?
Pacey's been so upset, I'm happy to see him happy.
With the wrong person.
And they're not together like that.
Well, he should be happy with right people. She's wrong.
Well, they kind of became friends after some time.
Yeah.
And she was the one that believed in him, like he said, first, and helped him with his studies.
You always defend her in that. So now you're trying not to.
Yeah, by believing in him, he learned to
believe in himself. Yes, that part. But then she cheated, and then it all went away.
But you always compare it. Well, when Andy was with them, she made sure he got good grades when it was him and Joey. That's what you always said.
Yes, that's the only good thing she did.
Well, you always bring it up. Now you hate her.
Well, she just wasn't needed.
She's graduating with them. What do you
How?
Mean?
She wasn't even there.
She graduated early.
Exactly. So she shouldn't have been there.
No, she's there for the ceremony.
Okay, do you think that our school would have allowed that?
Well, yeah.
Allowed you to go to Italy for the school year and then come back and graduate with your class?
No.
No, you had to be there.
It wasn't the whole school year.
Most of it.
It was a couple months, wasn't it?
Even then, I feel like the school would be like, make sure your grades are...
Oh, she already had all her credits. She was going to Harvard. She got into Harvard.
So she was kind of planning this ahead of time then.
She was good to go.
Yeah.
Okay, but why is she graduating with them?
Yeah, she sounded like she was like a year advanced from them.
What does she need to graduate with them for? She wasn't even there.
Just to have that experience.
I still don't get how she can be there. Like, our school would be like, you remember, you can't miss your 9 days and everything. I mean, they're picky.
They probably approved it.
I feel like Mr. Green would have let her.
Mr. Green wasn't there.
I know, I'm just saying. Like,
this new guy was.
Mm-hmm.
This new guy who has an issue with pranks.
They might have let her. He didn't even start until after she was gone, so he doesn't even know her.
You know what happened?
I had, like, all my credits.
I did, too, and I still had to stay.
Yes.
I had all my credits, too, and I still had to stay. And do more classes, more useless classes.
You could have went to work.
I took that stupid college thing.
Go to college.
That was stupid.
Well,
it was like a trade, like not college. College. It was like we were welding.
You could have went to college.
Electrician crap.
What did you go to college?
None of us wanted to do any of that stuff we did.
I did college at night and worked half days.
Do you have anything from that?
I think I have a piece of metal that we welded.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You don't have
not the B plus. I think I do have that.
You better go home and find it. I still have mine.
You do?
Aww.
And you say, I'm not a friend.
I probably didn't know what the heck that was, to be honest.
You had the senior year. Don't like that girl. I feel like senior year, you just like threw everything that related to me out of your life on the trash can.
The half year, yeah. Because I was pissed from what happened.
Yes, but you threw everything out.
I did. And that's something that, as when you're young and immature, like someone pissed you off, and yeah, you don't want no reminders. And right. Bella's heart, because I'm going to be real with you. It was kind of like, have you ever, like, you know, a relationship with a boyfriend,
like
right?
A
where you're so in love with someone. Like, not like gay-wise, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, like, this person hurts you, and you're like, you know what? F this person, I won't see nothing. And that's why, when she brought up about, I probably did something to her about her grades.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I probably was kind of being vindictive and trying to get her fuck the glass. But, yeah.
But just remember, I still have mine.
Oh, we can make a new one.
That thing was so hard to make. I don't even know how we made that.
I think we had to ask that one girl to like beg and like please help us, because it was like some weird machine you had to like program, and machine
would
like cut B and T or whatever. What was that? It wasn't welding. What is that?
Some computer programming.
C and T.
Yeah, some computer.
CNC.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's
my dad does that.
Yeah, and you had to get like the letters and numbers all perfect on the computer so that it would match the.
It was like some weird.
Yeah, that's
coding.
Exactly what my dad does.
Yeah.
That's complicated.
My dad's a CNC machinist.
That's so complicated.
Cool. Seriously.
That's so complicated. We had to do it.
I don't know how you that. Yeah,
what made us
it's confusing.
B and C.
Because they said.
Of all things we could write, B and C.
That's like such a manly type of job, usually.
No, it is. I think we did equal BFF.
Huh?
It said equal BFF.
I know, but I'm just saying of all things we wrote. Oh, that was B, huh?
you chose it. You were like,
Brittany wrote that.
No, I didn't.
And then I regretted it because it was like so many different programs because how long it was. I was like, why did you write this?
I don't know. We must have had to have a certain amount of letters or something.
I think so. I don't know.
That's where we came up with it.
Mm-hmm. Because I think what we were trying to do for that program, you get out like 50 minutes early or something. That's why we signed up for it.
Oh.
That's the main reason.
Well, yeah, we got back at like 2:30 or something.
Yeah.
Remember when a certain person was welding and he was like about to burn the place down? Was it?
I don't even remember that. I just remember Jamie doing stuff. I remember one time you almost got in trouble, and I think Jamie was trying to take up for you, and that one guy's like, oh, what are you, her lawyer?
See, Jason, you would have fun in the class.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, okay, I think the worst one was that computer one. We had to reboot the computer and stuff.
No, that one was like, the worst one to me was that last one. Where it was like, remember it was like a lot of oils and stuff. And it was like, I don't know if it was like electrical engineering or something like that.
You didn't like electrical?
It was just too much. And it was like so many oils and stuff. Things I wasn't expecting. And it's just like too much like technology and with
no,
it.
The worst one was the computer one where we had a reboot and we had that stupid book and you had to like follow it. And me and you were partnered together. We were like,
well, I probably was praying. Brittany, I think I wanted Brittany to keep going to instructions for help. If we were to help her better. But what about that one where
we were
in Delta, they were wanting to be police officers? Remember, they were okay. This guy came in and he's like, we need police officers. He looked at me, he's like,
oh,
we need more black police officers. He looked at you, Brittany. He's like, we need
trying
more
to recruit.
Police. I was like, me and Brittany being police officers. I'm like,
no,
I'm good with that.
I couldn't see that.
Come on, bro.
I would not want to get pulled over by Brittany.
Why is that?
Because you'd be like, yep, jail immediately.
Absolutely. I know you would think she would let you go.
Yeah.
But go.
Especially if I know you.
Yeah.
If I don't know you, I'll probably let you off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll be mean to the ones you know.
I know, I'd be the opposite of like real police. Because you know how they always like let the friends go? Not me.
No.
You girls going to jail.
Yeah.
Lord.
We'll see how well you last.
That's crazy, bro.
What about Cynthia being a police officer?
She.
I'll follow the rules.
I can see her being a probation agent.
I'll see Cynthia, that's your last warning.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to take you to jail.
She'll be like, call me. Oh, then you can call me up and I'll just arrest them.
Yeah.
We'll tag team.
Yes.
Especially funny. If you're speeding.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, JC, did you go out for lunch?
No.
Yes, well, you didn't?
No, I didn't have a car. And drive.
Yeah, all you gotta do is find someone. So none of your friends had them either.
Why did you just say, Brittany? You just gotta find someone. Who did you find, Brittany? Let me guess. Like, she uses somebody. Like, what?
I found you.
I went home sometimes.
What?
I went home.
Oh, yeah, because she was just across the
street. Yeah.
No, you just had to find somebody.
Like who?
Oh my god. No, I found you, but I guess that was the benefit of having me.
Cynthia found you too.
Both of y'all. I found both of y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all was a package deal.
No, there were times when you guys left without me.
See, I don't know. I know we talked about this, and you thought I left, but I apologize, and I'll say even now I apologize, because it probably did seem like, you know, but this was the thing. We were in anatomy class for I'm always late, and I think back then she would write you up, because she did not play. I ran, like, quick when I heard that bell. Brittany was running behind, and Cynthia, I do feel bad, though, because I was thinking she would get passed, you know what I mean?
I'm really surprised that I was fine.
But I didn't. I was even running from Brittany, okay? I was even running from Brittany.
No, I mean, shoot. Like, you guys left campus.
Did you?
When?
Like, toward the end, when you guys were still friends, but, like, toward the end of it.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't with the... Because we left... Because we came home from that one program, from Delta, and we left.
Is it like on Fridays when we just ditched?
I don't know, whatever, lunch that day.
You ditched?
Were we always on the same lunch?
Yeah.
Because I know there was two different types of lunches. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Oh.
I tried ditching Brittany many times, but Brittany walked so fast. Right there. I was like, dang it. It's weird how she would walk. Her walks were like running. Like, she's not running, but she's walking. And you're like, what the heck? That was some incredible speed.
That's why I did so well in gym class.
Oh, man.
Do you remember the 1 mile that we had to run?
What?
Yeah, freaking,
That was 4 miles.
Four miles?
We would have been dead, I feel like.
I thought it was
the 1 mile.
It was horrible, though, how, like, think about that.
Because we walked outside the track sometimes.
Yeah, but you had to go around it, like, 4 times.
I thought that was 1 mile.
I'm here also inside, too. He will open the doors to that cafeteria. We will have to run through that gym.
I didn't have to.
He said 16 times.
See, I didn't have to do that.
Wow.
I didn't have to do that because I took the first semester. So my gym was on good days, like going outside.
Yeah.
You pick good days. You probably had the snow. So you guys had to run inside.
Horrible.
But I remember for me, it was outside. And I remember it sucked because I you know, did my hardest. And then he was like, now, in a couple, like a month later, we'll be doing this again for your exam. And I was like, oh, I'm going to die for this one.
I think it was so awful because it wasn't like 7 minutes was an A.
Mm-hmm.
Like 8 minutes was a B.
Yep.
9 minutes was a C or something.
Dang.
So, like, I was feeling
How
horrible.
How fast did they expect people to do
this? Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I'm a plus size woman trying to run. What?
What's that mean?
I got an A.
What? How quick did you do it?
Well, clearly I got an A.
How quick did you do it? I'm curious.
Well, clearly in the amount of time.
If I know what I don't know now, I would have gotten a doctor's note. Like, give me
Yeah.
No, I got an A for that. And then I got an A for the exam, too.
Okay, Ms. Brother.
Yeah, I didn't have to do gym.
Because I remember, like, the exam was you had to beat your time.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah.
Your time. I remember.
You had to beat it.
Wow.
And then I remember I beat it by like 15 seconds. I still beat it.
Wow. That's pretty good though.
It's like, but maybe I should have walked like the rest of them and then ran the next time. But I didn't know. Yeah. The things I would do over again.
He tricked us.
He did. And then I was like about to die. And he's like, you're done. And I'm like, God.
You're done.
Did you have who always be smiling the whole time, even when he's arguing. Remember, even when he was angry, he would be smiling or something like that. I hated that guy so much.
Why? I loved him.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Well, maybe me and him was beefing it out because I didn't appreciate those mile runs. I was always the last one, and I didn't even finish. He's like, Miss, you don't have to finish it no more. You can just stop. So I was like, whatever.
See, I did good. So maybe that's horrible. Why. But I remember like the girls being in the locker room just talking, and he'd be like, "Come on, girls!"
Yeah, he would get mad.
Did y'all have to actually shower?
No.
Did people?
He was like, "No."
Did people?
No, you didn't have time. I think
some people would change in the showers because some of the girls were so catty. The girls were like hanging off their clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah, like we didn't have time.
Yeah.
Like I remember sometimes it was like we had 2 minutes to change. It was like,
dang.
It was like, dude, you're supposed to send us at the 5 minute, but like you're not supposed to send us 2 minutes before we're
that
we can leave.
That's not much time.
No, not at all.
And
then we're all sweaty and we're thirsty and.
They should give you a little more time.
And then that's
dry off if you gotta.
Well, and that's why I didn't appreciate your friend, the teacher, because when we were in algebra class and she came in and said someone smells.
She is not my friend.
Probably because they came from gym class.
I don't know.
Like they probably came from gym class, so they smell because we didn't have time to change.
Why you call her my friend?
Well, because you like her.
No, I what?
But you want to know something? When my mom was in high school, it was required.
To shower?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably because of the stuff that happened. So they, probably inappropriate stuff was happening. So they probably changed it.
No, that wasn't the 70s, so.
Yeah. And so then in our day, it was like.
Feeling that.
But yeah, your friend was just so rude.
My friend.
Ugh. Yeah. Always. I feel like the comment, she comes in and someone smells. That's rude. You're an adult.
She is rude.
Like, wait, what teacher is this?
I don't like her.
I don't know who that is.
She's a special ed teacher.
Oh.
But she would go into every teacher's classroom and just start saying
stuff. Well,
she's
a teacher assistant, though. No. Those helpers. Okay.
No. She was just annoying. It was like, this isn't your classroom. Bye-bye. I mean, she got me in trouble in class. We're not doing my homework, so.
Oh, I remember your favorite girl, English. Remember? This is not nap time, Brittany.
She got he's sleeping.
It was during that time we were watching that movie talking about the Salem witch trials or whatever. Brittany had her whole head down. She got so mad. She's like, this is not nap time, Brittany.
Hey, remember what I told you? I didn't care if the Salem witch trials.
I was so interested in it. I loved it. So I always stayed awake.
See, I was out of it. That's why watching the episode for this show, I gave it a low score because I was like, the Salem witch stuff means nothing to me.
Uh-huh. You don't think it's interesting?
No. Clearly I didn't. Apparently I was sleeping. No, see, that teacher didn't like me because of what happened from the beginning of the school year.
What happened?
I was paired up in a group, and we had to make a presentation. I don't know if you remember this. We had to make a presentation, and my group went first. And we took about 2 minutes and talked. And then she goes, this presentation should have taken 30 minutes.
She did
to
act like that.
Not 2 or 5 minutes. And it was like.
She was just like that, too.
And it was like.
30 minutes?
So only two groups can perform in one day.
Yeah. She wanted like an all week long presentation.
That was way too long.
Yeah. And so we were like, well, we got everything out we wanted to say. And she was like that. So then she took us in the hallway and yelled at us. Yeah. And then I forgot who it was. I think it was, she was rolling her eyes and she was yelling at her, don't be rolling your eyes at me. And I was like, So it's like, yeah, we didn't get along. And I think she's always remembered that. So she's just hated me ever since. So then, of course, when we're watching a movie, she's going to have something to say to me because so she's already said something.
Yeah.
Because I'm already in the bad group. So it was like, it was just pathetic. But of course, when you're going first, everybody then can watch what you're doing and change whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's ridiculous. They all should have had to turn in their stuff, too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how do you know? Because I think your group did go home and work on it because you said, we don't want to be like that group.
Who was in my group?
I don't know.
I don't know who my group was.
But I think it was whoever was at our table or something, because I remember at tables. I think you guys went home and worked on it because you guys were afraid of getting yelled at.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't
want to
do that.
Like, I remember coming back and, like, I was almost in tears. Because, like, I've never gotten yelled at like that by a teacher, and it wasn't my fault. And
you called your mom on her?
Huh?
You called your mom on her?
No, I didn't. I didn't even call my mom. So then it was just ridiculous because then everyone's like, oh, what happened? And it's like, listen. And then she's, like, watching, like, which one of you are going to tell the rest of the class? And it was like, tell you later, like, if you want to know. And then, like, when she would had her back turned, we were all like, because it was like, because she literally came back and was like just watching us to see who was gonna like spill. And it was like, I don't know why we need babysitters.
Yeah,
if we want to tell our classmates what you just said, we should be able to,
right?
Like, I don't know why you should be dictating us, you know?
They let teachers tell you what to do, it's
Well, apparently not on Cape Side.
I mean, what are you going to do when a student tells you off?
Shoot, they wouldn't have had that with Ms.
Who? No! Yeah.
Would really go off. She was like, oh, you getting the heck out of here.
Yep.
So I don't think nobody would be able to handle those two.
I love her.
As long as you were on her good side, you were fine.
I was.
But if you were on her bad side or did something, that made her mad.
What'd you do?
Something little. Like, I think I was sitting next to or whatever, and she was playing with her highlighters. And, like, you know, when we had those, like, research articles, we had to, like, highlight and read. She was, like, I guess she was making, like, little doodles or little flowers or something. And I thank God I wasn't doing it because she's like, everyone can use my highlighters except for the person I just talked to. But she was so mad.
Oh, my gosh. Because she was drawing?
I think she thought I was doing that. Yeah, because she was, like, making little doodles and stuff. And I guess she thought she was wasting her highlighter and not using
what?
Her. Yeah.
Oh,
even
my
when
gosh.
We did the shines, like, remember the videos and stuff we would do? And we were trying to get 18 facts. Remember? She would check that, like, constantly, making sure we had that. And we were trying to get facts off each other.
What about the highlighter situation?
Yeah. Yeah, she was really, you know, about that.
Was there ever a teacher who hated you?
Hated me?
No, they liked you.
Not in high school.
What about you?
Hmm?
Was there ever a teacher that hated you?
I don't think so. Not really, I don't know.
I remember one time, it was like, because I think you had this before, and I think I was real mad, and I was like, hey, she this? And then he was like, yeah, she makes you feel stupid.
She does.
Like, she does. I remember.
I don't know, because you were never wanted to be in my group, so.
When did we
ever? I don't know what to say to you.
When did we
I don't remember specific instances. This was
oh, exactly.
too long. This you was have, too long
you
ago.
You cannot say it because you don't. Because there was no groups.
Yes, there were lots of times in
class. What class?
I don't know specifically.
If you can't say, see, not a good lawyer. You can't.
No.
You're mad on record. You're mad because you claim I ditched you in algebra. I mean,
not just algebra, but that's a class I remember specifically.
I don't remember you in it.
Exactly! She ditched me in it.
Dude, that's middle school, isn't it?
No. The pre-algebra.
That was freshman
grade?
Year.
I mean, ninth grade?
Yeah.
Freshman year.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you?
Freshman year, I had a different teacher than the rest of you.
And no, with me, you both had and we were in the same dang class.
So I think
Google!
Who did you have for math?
Freshman year?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you
Miss
Just bleep it out.
Yeah,
she's
a French teacher. I can't remember. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and literally everybody was failing that class, but she wouldn't teach us. She would show us videos.
He wouldn't teach us either. We had, but we didn't learn to.
I didn't get
it. I'm talking geometry. I did
horrible in geometry.
I did horrible in geometry.
He couldn't teach worth anything.
Who? In fact,
there was days he would skip lecture and be like, oh, we're going to talk about zombies or like anything. Ah! I've ever, he was a little trying to get him off topic. And I've heard some days he'd be like, oh, no, I know what you're trying to
do. Our class in algebra did that all the time. As soon as they would walk in, they would, and we're supposed to be starting class. And so this is what we're doing today. And then somebody would just start talking about some Google. And he goes, I got to go research that. And, start typing something in.
Yeah.
And then by the time the class is over, it's like we learned nothing.
Nothing.
And then he goes, oh, and this is your homework. It's like, homework? What'd you even teach us? How can we have homework
the
if
book
we learn
taught
nothing?
Us.
Yeah. The book, yeah, I had to learn from the book.
But one thing about him was the easy pass. As long as you just did the homework,
yeah.
He would pass you.
All you had to do was half the homework, and he wouldn't even look.
He the problem down.
Yeah. He didn't even solve it. That's what I did.
Yeah. That's one thing I do appreciate about him.
Yeah,
because I will say I had geometry with a different teacher, and we had to do the worksheet.
Yeah.
Because we went over in class.
Who'd you had it with?
I had
Oh, good.
And she drew sticks.
Oh.
So she would draw your name, and then you would have to say the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was so embarrassing if you didn't know, if you really didn't know the answer.
Yeah, she did draw sticks.
I bet she did that in civics class, too.
And so, it was bad. It was bad. But yeah, I
hate
remember.
The stick drawing method.
Me, too. I was always like, I was always like two more problems and please don't call my name. And then I knew once those popsicle things were that little part of the day it was over with. This is what I mean. School was so traumatizing. It was.
I don't know. It got you ready for the real world. The real world is traumatizing.
No, it didn't.
to a point.
No, it didn't.
Sure. Even that consumers class.
I like
what
that.
What the heck about me predicting I'm going to be? I'm supposed to be what? A bus driver with three sets of triplets? Three sets of twins? That was my dream.
Dang.
Three sets of twins. And I divorced and was married with another man.
What?
And a bus driver at that with six kids?
Whoa!
I was talking about my self-esteem. I still remember that project.
I love that.
Remember that one project?
Were you in that group? No, I was a 911 operator.
Were you in that group? What? Where, remember for the taxes because I went over your house?
Yeah
you were. Mm-hmm. All three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we were predicting about taxes. It was me, you, and Cynthia, and we went over to your house that night, and your mom was even trying to help.
It was pretty hard as
it was.
Oh, whoops. My bad. I swore that on record.
It was. It was so hard.
Take it out or take it out, mute it out, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that taxes.
It was up there that night. You remember when me, you, and something went? And your mom was trying to do it?
No.
And then I gave you the PowerPoint, the poster board.
I'm sure she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I remember?
What?
We had to do that, it's at the end of the year, we had to do that presentation for a commercial that...
Oh!
That was...
It wasn't the end.
It was near.
But we had to make a commercial.
Yeah, well, we had to talk about... Yeah, it was about a commercial, though, and it was about, a commercial that wasn't... giving the right information.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they always put in little letters? And I remember when we were presenting you.
What class was this?
Consumers, man.
Oh.
You went up there and you were talking for 20 minutes. And literally you came back and then you got your grade and it was a B and you said, how did you, Brittany, get an A and I got a B? And I said, maybe because you talk too much.
Oh, man.
I said, I think she wanted everyone to go up there and speak for 2 minutes or less.
She gave me a lower grade for talking too hard.
But you went on and on and on. And I think she was probably getting tired of you talking.
That's crazy, bro.
Do you remember your baby?
Oh my god!
What'd you name it?
I don't know what.
I know what she named it.
What did I name it?
She named it Eric.
What?
What? You're lying! I did not name no Eric. I don't remember that. It was a boy. I do remember
Eric.
What was yours? I remember me and Brittany, we were walking in the store. Wasn't it that Frankenmuth one? Because
yeah.
It was a black baby. And like, yeah. Oh, like a little white girl carrying like a little black baby. It was like a little, like, I remember an older lady was looking and staring at Brittany's baby. Yes.
Cynthia's creepy enough to have a picture, though.
I have a picture of mine somewhere, that. Too.
I should
have
kept my picture.
No, you said... Yeah, I remember I said Eric, like, out of all the names in the world.
I can totally see that.
She said she could see it.
But you like her just being goofy?
But she said, I remember I said, why that name? And you said, because I couldn't think of any name. And I'm like...
It sounds like it.
Because I remember I picked Noah, but you picked Eric, and I was like, okay.
Well, what makes Noah better than Eric?
I named it.
Oh, I remember those. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I
saw
it a while back, and I took a picture because it was already fading away. So I took a picture of it just in case. It was,
that's,
yeah.
I'm glad you did, because mine you probably can't see anymore.
Right, yeah.
Now, did you see them?
See what?
Cynthia has pictures of her and JC from when they were kids. And JC, who decided to not be her friend.
I got pictures of me and her, too.
What are you trying to solve here, Brittany?
JC still has the pictures. You, on the other hand, were like,
oh,
Brittany,
whatever.
Wait, I got a question to ask you. Remember that birthday party? It was me, you, and Cynthia. We were at your house. I know your mom was taking pictures of it. Do your mom still have that picture?
Probably.
Brittany's 18th?
Yeah.
Was it 18th? I remember it was a chocolate cake that your mom picked up.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But I don't like that picture.
I still want to see it.
Because I want to, cut my face off.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I see it, though? Seriously.
JC, do you remember what my face looked like?
No.
Is it possible? I seriously want to see it, though, Brittany.
It was horrible. Do you remember what my face looked like? I admit it. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Can you send that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Damn. A little.
What year was that, you know?
Uh-huh.
What year was that?
Look, it even tells Cynthia.
We were little, like 2002.
You were one. Little.
What? I don't know. It looks like a, what's it called, primary unit? Oh, wait, no, that's even.
That looks like
a tiny. This looks like almost me, kindergarten or
preschool. It might have been.
It was preschool.
It had to have been.
Yeah,
it looks like outside.
It was at my mom and dad's.
Yeah.
98, maybe?
And then I have another one, too. Maybe not in here. I have some at home, probably.
Did you post that one on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
I posted them in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't have Facebook, so.
I definitely didn't have Facebook then.
No, I probably got some. I've probably seen it somewhere else recently, but that one, yeah, I'm going to send you that.
Well,
yeah, I.
It's crazy.
I will say. Podcast all for 2 hours?
I will say. That's the one thing that I regret.
What?
Not taking enough photos.
Me too.
Because I don't really have any to, like, prove any of us are friends.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You got pictures of you and Cynthia, but we don't really have pictures.
What if my mom has any?
Yeah, because, like, I don't...
I have to look sometimes.
Yeah, because, like, I don't... Like, we should have definitely taken more pictures. I know we don't have any pictures, so it's like... It's like we weren't friends.
I know, we didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we just didn't like our appearances back then. Think about it. We weren't our picture of people.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will say in the show, though, that what Joey's mom says of hold on to the people that were in your childhood,
mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are people that you can't erase.
No.
No matter what they've done to you.
You're always going to think of them.
Well, yeah, no matter what, the good or bad of how you ended,
mm-hmm.
You're still going to think back to when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Of that is the memory. Mm-hmm. So I agree with that with her mom. Absolutely. What I don't agree with what her mom wrote was, that's raising her.
Wow.
Joey got herself a job. Bess was jobless, raising a baby. Joey was the one paying for the family. She was the one on her own.
At that point,
she was on her own.
But until then, Bess was raising her.
No. No. So I don't agree with that part. Because I'm like, Joey kind of raised herself. Plus, she was at Dawson's a lot. So Mitch and Gail raised her.
To a point, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't agree with Bess raising her, though.
Her sister's always been there, though, for her, for support. She yes. has.
A little support.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't very nice to her when she thought she was pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right about that.
She was rude.
So then, so about the letter, what'd you think about Joey asking Dawson to read it to her?
Boring.
No, I thought it was sweet.
It was cute.
But I was kind of surprised that Joey didn't, like, you know, really cry. I think she got teared up, but that was it.
Yeah, you would have thought she would have been more emotional hearing mm-hmm. words yeah. from her mom.
Now, I'm surprised Bess even remembered to give her that letter.
Why?
Because it's been so long.
Well, that's probably something she's always remembered, though. That's a pretty important thing.
Because Bess is caught up with her own life and her own baby and family. That
she still loves Joey and cares about her.
Yeah, not enough to keep a letter.
Obviously, she does. She kept it.
Do you know what I thought was weird, though?
What?
That teacher that he was making a house visit.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Caston?
And then it was weird because when he walked in, he was looking around at the house. I'm like...
It's probably creepy. Like, how does he afford this place?
Well, I mean, I've always wondered
when
that.
When he was talking to Pacey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
When the teacher made the visit, I was like, what?
And then he didn't question if he had, like, a family member or guardian.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, who's watching Pacey? No one.
Well, is he 18 yet?
Enough, but, he is so. 18, yeah.
Okay.
Remember, he turned 18 so before anyone.
He don't need a guardian right now. He's his own guardian.
But then the teacher...
Yes.
That, you know, but my thing with the teacher, though, is if he's not an idiot, or a punchline, as he says, and he's the reason that he teaches, then why did he say those things in class? To make Pacey feel like it.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then why'd you
Didn't
say
make
it?
Sense.
No, why are you apologizing now? It
I feel
makes
like
no sense.
Sometimes you can say things in the heat of the moment, mm-hmm. and then maybe he had time to, like, calm down and say, you know what, you know, and then say what he said when he saw him. Because I do think the way Pacey, even though he was expressing himself, he could have done it in a different way.
True.
And he probably felt challenged by that and said things he shouldn't have said, especially as a, you know, to a student. But
yeah.
I get what you mean.
And then what about Jen and Drew trying to sneak off to set that timer for the sprinkler?
I was so happy they got caught.
Mm-hmm. But what didn't make sense is at the end when it does go off anyway, like nobody turned it off. After they
I wonder if they got went back.
Yeah,
so and
I thought
reset
too, maybe,
it.
Yeah. Drew, maybe. But it was still funny. Like
it was.
It would have been funny if they did forget to turn it off. Because, you know, the principal's like, let me play the violoncello to them for hours.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to miss the party.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, too.
Now, it was really creepy that they were at the principal's
oh, yeah,
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did they... That was weird.
Why are they at the principal's house? That's what principal says to two
How many
bad
principals?
Kids mm-hmm. to come on to my house?
How many principals have they gone through now?
Oh, like every
when they
season?
Pulled the prank.
Every season?
At least three.
Well, when they pulled the prank, it was a different one, wasn't it?
No, it was the
no,
same
it was
one.
This one.
He looked different.
Yeah, Mr. Green was the second, and I think there was a woman in the first season.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Mr. Green was my favorite.
Yes.
But okay. Well, I thought it was weird that, Andy and Pacey, or Andy and Dawson
mm-hmm.
had a scene together. Like they were sitting there talking. When have the two of them ever talked?
Well, they talked before she left. But that was
he always hung out with Pacey and Andy.
She was a part of the group. We went through this. She was a part of the group because of Pacey.
So they
But once
friends.
They broke up. She wasn't really, she had her own storylines. She wasn't a part of this group. So it was weird. And then when Dawson brings up Joey was my first love. And then Gretchen was...
his first mature relationship.
And I was like, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But then Andy, when she said, I wish I meant that to somebody. Well, maybe if you didn't cheat on Pacey, you would still be with him.
Yeah.
Now, again, she's not taking any accountability of what she did. No, she
never does.
She should have said, you know I messed up, but I've never heard her say those words.
No.
And again, you would think her coming back, she would have learned a lesson, but she hasn't.
Then Pacey shows up and sees Joey laughing with Jack and Toby and turns around. Do you think he would have walked up to her if she was alone? Anybody?
Who?
Yeah.
Pacey, if Joey had been alone, would he have to go talk to her?
No.
No?
He was avoiding her.
And then he runs into Andy. Well, she catches up to him.
Yeah, and he's so happy to
see
her.
She's been looking for him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when Pacey's sitting there outside at the graduation thing and, you know, probably just thinking about everything.
Yeah.
Was it weird to see CHS?
Oh, I didn't notice it.
I didn't see it.
I did. It, like, came right out, and I was like, ooh, CHS.
What does CHS stand for?
Cape Side High School.
Huh?
Cape Side High School.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's just funny because that's what our letters were for our school.
Oh, I didn't get that. Okay. Never mind. Thank you, Cynthia, for the help.
Just different colors.
Yeah. What was their color? Blue and yellow, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Did anyone get a graduation gift from their parents? Because, like, Dawson got a watch or something from his parents.
I think so. I don't know what.
I don't know.
I'm going to say I definitely did not.
No?
I didn't get a gift.
I didn't think it was grand.
No, my parents gave me a graduation gift and they told me that was my gift. Or they gave me a graduation party, and they told me that was my gift.
I think that's probably what my parents
did. And I was like, that's just part of graduating is a party. Right. I think I still should get some money. Didn't work like that.
They might have gave me money. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I got money, too. I don't remember.
It wasn't like $100,000 or something, or that would
have. Yeah. Well, then you would have been like Andy and not went to college, because... Why is she... Okay, she's already taken senior year off to go to Italy.
Oh, yeah, she was taking a year off.
So why is she now going to take another year and stay in Italy or wherever she's at?
Like, she was really happy there, but...
Happiness but you, is important.
But she's had enough happiness in her senior year now because she's been gone. Oh, my God.
She's had enough.
She needs to go to Harvard. Isn't that what she's been dying to do? Is go
she
to Harvard?
She said she just delayed it for a year, though.
But she's already delayed. Like, she's...
No, she didn't delay. She graduated.
I thought she said right then and there she delayed Harvard for a year. So it sounds like she planned it. But again, I do get what you mean. Like, make sure it's just for this once. And then
but like she said...
You even do that? Would a college let you do that like that?
Yeah, you can.
So. You can?
Mm-hmm. Only for a year. Or else, because they cannot hold your spot for longer than that.
Oh, okay.
But remember, she said to her dad, like, she's just going to take the rest of the senior year off and go to Italy.
Well, she didn't know how much she was going to love it.
Well, now she loves it so much, she ain't even going to Harvard. I don't think she's going. I don't know.
But, yeah, to be honest, if you got to think about it, you really, especially with life.
That one life. Yeah.
You really want to make experiences. Like, something I kind of regret is going straight to college. After graduating, I wish I kind of, like, explored and figured myself out just a little bit more and traveled or did some stuff. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it's just, especially during our time, it was put on us, like, you gotta go straight to college, you know, and then that.
And then
that.
Get a job.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah, I just don't know if she's really gonna ever go. I mean, she likes it so much. Why would she leave? Like, if she loves Italy, why leave?
She'll probably end up staying.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to Harvard.
No.
Yeah.
She's just going to say she's delaying it. But also, why do we care? She's going off the show again. Like, because remember when she's like...
People are going to say what happened to her, and you got to know.
Right, yeah, but, well, I still don't believe she's really going to Harvard. I think she's going to go back to Italy, and continue to enjoy her life, which she should, and just not go.
But the thing
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But the thing is, though, what visa is she on?
Right.
You know, I mean? like thinking about life, you can't just do that.
And it's a TV show. I don't think they figured it out.
Well, she was supposed to go live with her aunt over there, but never mentions her aunt at this point. So
yeah, she acts like she's on her own in Italy. Because shouldn't she have said, "Oh, aunt, so and so misses you, Jack," or says hi? I mean, it's just weird.
They don't mention her.
They didn't mention their dad in this either. Like, he's at work, so he can't.
He didn't go to graduation.
Yeah,
so he's not going to go to graduation.
The actor actually passed away.
Huh?
The actor who played their dad passed away.
Before.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jack.
No, their dad. The actor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they could make that into a storyline better.
Yeah, Jack would actually had a storyline.
This episode aired in May of 2001. He passed away in October of 2000.
Oh.
So, I was just surprised they didn't mention like he was off working. That's why he couldn't come to their ceremony.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
So, when Paisley says, Deputy Doug Witter, I was like, oh my god. Like, he's always coming up with things to say to him.
He's a deputy.
No, but then he says, but then we were talking, when he was talking about him being with a girl. And then Doug was like, oh, so you accept it? And he goes, I said happiness, sexually happy. I was like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. And then the part where Paisley walks back into the party and talks to Joey. And this is what a lot of people have left at this point. But he says that he thinks he should go off and live life on his own for a while after talking to Andy.
Well, I agree when he said, like, I don't need to tell them. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't tell them either because he did it on his own.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have to. Think about it, Dawson's always comparing him.
Yeah.
So you know what? He should just literally not tell him. Like, just go live your life. I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, it's sad for the show, but for himself, I understand. Because I wouldn't want Dawson as my friend either.
Oh my gosh.
He's always comparing. He always wants Paisley below him.
Yeah.
So it's not a friend. So I don't like it. I don't like him being mean to my boyfriend.
You're mean to your friends.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the only thing she wants to say. Exactly.
You pick on him. You do.
Well, do you think Paisley hinted at them getting back together when he asked Joey that if he asked the love of his life, or what do you say? Like, I think the love of his life.
Yeah.
He wants to go out sailing with him again, would she say yes? And Joey says that he wouldn't have to ask.
I loved it.
I know. She made me mad. And the writers really made me mad. But, you know, then they throw that in there. Yes, they're hinting.
And then Paisley did sit down in the chairs where the graduates would sit before leaving. Do you think he was, like, debating if he should stay?
No, I think he was just sitting there enjoying himself
he actually got there, you mean?
Yeah, probably. Like, I did it.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted to go and hang out with them. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, when Dawson saw him being in a cap and gown and being looking, like, stupid, I was like,
Right.
Like, oh, you said it, Dawson.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't say it.
But then when Joey was in a rush to get there, Bess put on the lipstick on her. That kind of reminded me of season one when she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go back to that.
I remember.
It was for that, wasn't it the movie date? The double movie date with Dawson and Jen?
Probably. No.
Or
I think it was with Dawson.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Joey Dawson.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, but I didn't really agree when Joey said that she had two moms.
Yeah.
She
doesn't have two moms.
And then Andy and Jack, when they hug and they say they love each other and they call each other little sis and little brother.
That made no sense.
Was that like a joke, like that the writers couldn't figure out who was the oldest? And
it might have been.
Yeah, so I think that could have been.
Yeah, I thought that was stupid. I'm like, you don't know who's older?
Yeah.
Well, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, but twins always know who's older.
I know. So I think,
but like, she's saying, like, yeah. Do you think
the writers didn't? And, you know, clearly the writers didn't know.
Yeah, I know, I think they were kind of like making fun of themselves. Like, we couldn't figure out what to do with their ages. So they'll just have, you know, call each other little.
Yeah.
Little brother, little sis.
Yeah, but I caught that, the little brother, little sister. Mm-hmm. I was like, whatever.
I wish we kind of could have seen the reaction when Pacey's name was called, but he wasn't there. Like, Joey, Dawson, Jen, everybody.
I didn't care to see the reaction.
Because, like, nobody looked for him or talked about him. Like, is he going to be here? Did he make it, you know?
Yeah.
They just kind of left it at that.
Yeah, it would have been cool to see what other people thought of him making it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can judge.
Yeah. No, because he can be like, yeah, I did it, and y'all thought it would fail.
But again, he said, I don't need to do that. I did it for myself.
Well, yeah, he did do it
for himself. So he doesn't need to be there.
He doesn't need to. I'm just saying. That's
mm-hmm.
Now, would you have regretted if you would have just left and not went to graduation?
Yes.
What about you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because I feel like that's just a significant milestone for all those years of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I feel like you should.
So you were okay with going even though we weren't friends?
Well, yeah, girl. I went to school for those 4 years by myself regardless.
Right.
I did those tests regardless of myself.
I
saw you on the other side. We saw each other.
Didn't say anything to each other.
Heck no.
She was hoping she would never see me again.
Oh my gosh.
Girl, I felt like we were kind of next to each other for a couple of things. I was so pissed off.
Admit it. You were hoping he would never see me again.
Yeah, I mean, I was pissed off at you. Like, it's like, I'm saying it like this. Like, you were like my boyfriend that gave me the worst heartbreak. And I was to the point where I'm done. I don't want to see you. I hate you. Because, like, all those memories that we share, like, we would go to the mall. We would do things, like, and everything. Like, you were like my... I'm not saying that like a lesbian way, but I really
platonic.
Not saying that you weren't like we were the three amigos, but mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like me and Brittany was like freaking like soulmates there for a second.
You know what I mean? So can I say something else? I still have
what
like my birthday card, and she wrote all these like all these like nice things like we've done together.
Oh,
I remember that.
I still have it.
Birthday cards after you wrote me, so.
So see, I still have things from you.
I still have
nothing.
Every time I try to take a picture of Brittany runs.
Oh okay. Yeah, believe it.
So talk about pictures. You're the reason why.
Pictures.
Brittany does not. Brittany would be like this.
She takes a picture of me when I'm eating.
Oh.
No, I'm not. That's a lie. It could be any time.
She literally takes a picture of me when I'm eating. I was like, of course I'm not. Of course I'm not going like this on my face. Take a picture of yourself.
Even that birthday dinner. Me, you, and your whole family, we went out that time.
We did. You're like, oh, I wasn't there.
I'm just listening.
I think, what was it? We went to that Timbers or something?
Probably.
I don't know. It was that one place with that wolf in the theme. I don't know. Just Timbers.
What are you looking at?
Just pictures. I remember my coat and my shirt and everything.
She's still on that picture.
I forgot I had that coat because I really love that coat.
Yeah.
She really loved the coat, not you.
So we definitely were little because I remember having that one.
Yeah.
I think that had to have been preschool.
That had to have been preschool picture.
Mm-hmm. So, did all of you guys know each other since preschool?
No, Bernie didn't until third grade, but the three of us weren't friends until the end of fifth grade.
Oh, fancy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But me and JC since preschool, yeah.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
See, you guys are the platonic soul.
we were always at each other's houses when we were little too.
That is so cute. I love that.
Cynthia never invited me to hers.
Yeah, the best. Cynthia had the best toys. And we always had a lot of fun.
See, JC invited me to hers, but Cynthia never did. What?
I was just itching my forehead and laughing. It was fun.
You remember what we did?
Pretty salty about it.
What do we do?
We always had sleepovers.
But do you remember the embarrassing thing we did?
We wrote the Jonas Brothers Valentine cards and mailed them.
Did they see it?
Who knows?
Probably not.
We had our phone numbers.
Oh, you guys put your phone numbers in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So did you guys write one for Nick and one for Joe?
No, I think the whole thing was
like a big, like
Jonas Brothers thing, I mean, I'm sure I wrote, I love Nick, and I'm sure you wrote, I love Joe, or whoever you like.
I like Nick, too. We always fought over him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the one that got me hooked on the Jonas Brothers.
They were
good.
Mm-hmm.
They still are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So highs and lows?
Yeah. What'd you guys?
My high is, the teacher, coming to Pacey's house to apologize to him, admit his wrongs, let him have a second chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was mine, because that was the only way he was going to graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I still don't know how he's graduating.
Doesn't make sense.
Still a mystery. What's your low?
Pacey leaving at the end and not going to graduation.
My low is Andy coming back.
You're a hater.
She was just too bubbly. She's made me mad. Really
one character like that in a show.
Well, I didn't miss it.
It was good to see her again.
Yeah, well, she could have just toned it down a little.
Well, she hadn't seen them in 5 months at least.
And she was excited.
She really loved Italy. She
was excited to tell everyone about it.
Yeah, and tell Joey about the men there.
Oh, the men. Did I mention the men? Well, she was
technically single, so.
Yeah.
She couldn't hear about the men. And then my highs and lows, my low was Pacey being embarrassed by having to leave rehearsals for graduation. And then the high was actually him finding out that he did pass. So.
Yeah, I love that.
What's your high and low?
So what is high and low? High as in?
Like your favorite. Moment. Your favorite moment.
And low, I mean, I think my low would be that part with Pacey and the teacher arguing. And then my high would be where the teacher went back to his house and kind of giving that option to.
And yours, Granny?
I said my. You don't know. Now look who's not listening.
All right.
I would rate this a 7.
I gave it a 9.
What?
I liked it.
A 9?
It was an emotional episode.
Yeah, it did have some high emotions. Sleeping.
I was not sleeping.
No, I was.
Oh. It was sad with Pacey leaving.
He was the only thing that I cared about in the episode.
Yeah, I give it a 7.5.
See, she's with me.
Not too much happened, but.
Exactly. Yeah. What would you rate it?
I give it a 6. I have to watch the other episodes still, but from this one, I do like the emotions with it.
Oh, I know. You're the worst. Oh, you're always five.
This is the highest.
And then the best and worst character in the episode?
The best is Pacey. Why are you giving me that look?
Because you said Pacey. Go ahead.
Well, he did really. I'm proud of him. He graduated.
He is the best.
Yes. The worst was Drew because, he's always got a prank. And I would have
been bringing Jen into it.
I mean, honestly, I felt good at our graduation is really hot, but I would have been mad getting soaked.
Yeah. Ours was inside.
Yeah, it was hot.
I know, but it was inside.
The sprinklers for the fire alarm went off.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it was inside. Yeah, I wouldn't have liked the sprinklers went off because you get your pictures taken after you graduate. So your hair would have been a mess and it was just
family bad. Likes to get pictures.
Yeah, and your family would have been mad with you being all wet.
They would have been mad getting wet.
Yeah, so. And then they probably wouldn't let you in the car to go home.
Uh-huh. Didn't we have for our prank where we had all those papers? And I remember she's just forget it. She was What did we do? Didn't we, like, throw papers in the air?
No.
I think we did do that. Do you remember that, Cynthia? We threw papers. It was a bunch of papers. And we were trying to secretly hide it. And then all of a sudden, once the bell rung, all the seniors threw papers. A lot of papers.
In the hallway?
Yeah, in the hallway.
Oh. Was that when we were cleaning our lockers?
Maybe it was.
That's like how we had a lot of paper.
Maybe it was. Maybe it mixed up. But I know she was getting mad. She was like, you do that, you'll be... they had a lot of, like, rules.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot graduate and stuff. So, I think we all did it. And she was like, just forget it.
I just remember trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
I didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
So, who was your best and worst?
My best was Dawson, just because I liked how he...
Huh? Picked.
Let me explain.
Whoa.
Let me explain.
Let the woman speak.
I thought he was, it was sweet of him to read Joey's mom's letter to her when she couldn't. And then the worst is the teacher, Mr. Kasten.
Yeah, I like
being
that.
Like Doug Pacey at the beginning.
Why are you looking at her like that? Leave her alone. She's mean mugging Cynthia.
I'm
mean mugging.
I say my favorite was always going to be Pacey so far. And it could be the teacher also, because I didn't like how he did that.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gives me flashbacks on
myself.
So I guess that could be my worst for right now.
My worst was Mitch.
Oh my gosh.
For doing his job.
He didn't. He should have. If he was really in charge, he should have pulled Pacey in when they were in school, not when Pacey
was
outside.
He didn't know Pacey
was
going to show up there.
Well, he should have. Pacey's been going to school even on the senior ditch day, so he should have got him then.
Well,
maybe he had time. He didn't know. He had time to call him to say
maybe
you're not making it.
He did not know.
And so, no, I'm just kidding. My worst was Drew.
Oh my gosh. You got me going.
Yeah. Well, it was either that. It was either Mitch, the teacher, Drew, or Andy.
Yeah.
I had a handful. Drew, true.
True, Drew.
And then my best was Pacey, because like the rest of them.
Well, it makes sense this time.
Oh. This time?
Yeah.
You're going to let me have it this time?
Just this time.
Did you hear that, Cynthia? Just this time. This otherwise, time I get... So here's the thing. Is JC yells at me every time I pick Pacey as my best.
It's every episode.
It is not every episode.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Almost every single... Like 95%.
But that's her favorite character, though, by the way. Because if it's my favorite character, I'm going to say
Dawson.
Every single time.
What?
Yours is Dawson.
What lion.
Well, I'm glad you're letting me off the hook this time. All right, what's the next episode?
Episode 23, Coda.
What is it?
What's it called?
Coda. C-O-D-A.
Coda. Okay.
Coda.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Thanks
for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would really appreciate it.